بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in Holy Quran, revealed to His Prophet عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام, obey Allah, obey Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and obey those who are on authority. And those who are on authority, means those who can reveal to us and speak to us those who can every day can be with us, that echo. Those that are every day, we can accommodate ourselves to hear the message of Islam. Those are on authority, are looking after what we are doing and presenting it at the end, in order that we will be able to achieve something for our akhirah. Many people, their mind might go to say that those who are on authority means those who are our leaders or scholars, religious leaders or political leaders. But sometimes we have to know that every time we say something or explain something, if it is connected to a source from a spiritual source, meaning will be changing. If it is connected to a physical source, meaning will be the same always. And that's why Grand Sheikh said that if I tell you, if I say, repeat for you a story 1,000 times, don't look to me as if you know that story before I mention it to you. But on every time I mention that story, it is mentioned under different tajalli, different blessings or different manifestation. According to that manifestation at that moment, at that time, at that place, it will give a different understanding and different meaning. And since it is the month of Rajab, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Rajabun shahrullah, Awliyaullah are opening to us something that might make us happy in understanding some of the hidden issues that we might not get them every day, and we might not find a way to understand them, because these issues are like realities or like lights of letters from light. They appear one time and then they go. Another comes after them. More knowledge come after them, more realities. So the first reality that happened will go, the other one will come. So every time awliya Allah are looking into the knowledge in the fountain of their heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Prophet and His Prophet inspiring these awliyaullah, they might give us, or they might, what you call when you spray water, little bit water spraying, sprinkle, they sprinkle little bit of nice wet breathe to make us, to encourage us to do more in our lives. So أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Allah has said, you have to obey me, you have to obey your Lord, you have to obey your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who obey Prophet? Obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obeying those who are on authority. And those who are on authority, that you can see them daily and they can see you daily, are either, we said, religious figures or political figures. But those only they can give you something. If they are political, they give you something that only that work for dunya. And those who are religious scholars, if they are only learning by memorizing and without looking deep into uplifting themselves, like they will be like a plane with one wing. They cannot take you to fly. But those scholars who have two wings, the physical one and the spiritual one, can from their sprinkles of breathe, nice wet breathe, that give you cool, to be cool, cool in a warm weather, like they have now these bottles they spray, they take them to Hajj. In Arafat they spray themselves, what you call them? Yeah, mist, they give mist. That mist in hot weather or in very hot weather, it makes you happy. It gives you a taste that you never felt before. If you now spray it here on your face, you might not feel anything because it is already cold weather. But when it is very hot and you spray it and you are sweating, you will find it's very nice. So those who have these realities, when they say that repeatedly something, and every time they say it, there is a new learning, the new knowledge come with it. Don't say it's repeated many times. There is new knowledge come along when they want to open. And as they are opening for us, all of us, is that those who are on authority are those who can build you up, those who can really, you can depend on them, they will not betray you. Politicians, zero, they betray you at any time. Religious scholars, they have also their ego and their desires. They are also weak, like everyone. They fall into temptation. They might also let you down. So in reality, those who are on authority, they must not let you down, or then they are not on authority. Those who takes authority to be looking after us must be sitting, and must be their position is so firm, they will never let you down. It's impossible. Against the divine will, if they will let you down. So who can be of such caliber that will not let you down, and he is on authority? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made different, they said, Allah, obey Allah, obey Prophet, and those who are on authority. Now we are not speaking about obeying our rulers, that we explained it many times. But we are speaking about who are the real authority. Whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an authority on us. Those who are on authority must be always seeing us and knowing what we are doing in every moment of our lives. Is not? Or else, how they can be on authority? They don't know anything about us, they are not on authority. Who is on authority means knows everything about you. And there are two levels. One is what Holy Quran described, يوم تشهد عليهم أيديهم
ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون.
Repeat.
يوم تشهد عليهم ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون.
The day when their tongues, when their hands, when their feet going to witness on them of what they have done in this world. Hands, tongue, and feet. Means when Allah is mentioning hand and tongue and feet, he is giving a description of hand is the sensation. Through hand you sense things. You are walking in a dark tunnel, you cannot see, or you have to use your hands, not in order that you be able to see if it is, you can walk straightforward or not. So hand is to tell you whatever is symbolic to tell you whatever your inner self is doing that people cannot see through the sense is going to witness on you on the judgment day. That is one authority. That is an authority. That is the physical, that's tongue, hands and feet. And the feet is like a vehicle that takes you wherever your desire wants. So wherever you went during your life is described by feet, because it is the lowest bad desire that moves you. If your feet is going to say where you went, did you go to where Allah likes, or did you go where Shaitan likes? Then, and that is the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in human being within themselves. And then your tongue is your worst enemy when you cannot control it. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who can guarantee for me his tongue, what is between his jaws and what is between his legs, I guarantee for him paradise. So that tongue will take you to throw you and dump you in the worst ways if you listen to Shaitan. So the tongue is going to be witnessing what you have done, or is going to witness that you were in the way of Rahman. When they asked Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, give us something. قَدْ كَثْرَتْ عَلَيَّ شَرَائِعُ الْإِسْلَامِ. It's becoming too much difficulty, the obligations of Islam. One Sahaba said to Prophet, give me something easy, simple. He said, اجعل لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. Keep your tongue wet with Allah's zikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you use your tongue for remembrance, then you are safe. So these are, Allah is going to order them to witness us, they are authority. Authority means when you do something, they are like court or police. That's what authority. They are police within you. They are authorized to say whatever you have done during your life. If you have gone after a woman, or after a woman after a man, or you have cheated, or you have drunk forbidden, or you have did this or that, whatever forbidden you know Allah doesn't like, they are going to witness on you. And if you did something good, they are going to witness on you. That is one authority, and that is the lowest level. The highest level, which they are emphasizing tonight on it, is that, and we will continue it next time inshallah, is that everything has to have an opening. Like if you buy something new, what they give you with it? A pamphlet? What instruction? To see what it is about. So everything that machine in it complicated is not your job. If it is complicated or not, or it is very heavily made from chips or whatever, you are not an engineer. You are not they are not interested to tell you about the blueprint, or you say like that, blueprint. They are interested to give you instructions. You do this. That's your job. No more. You cannot go inside. If you want to go inside, yeah, okay, go and study and learn how to be engineer to do that. So if you get anything, they give you instruction. If you buy a book, the book, there is an introduction or a foreword for a book, isn't it? To tell you what that book about. It's not necessary you go and read the whole book. If you want to know about the book, they give you the instruction. Then you know what is that about. So everything has, if you want to write an essay, or you want to write something, or you want to do something, you made a presentation, then you go and go deeper and make more, and so you have to explain. And today they tell you in some places, be brief, give us one page. Don't give us one book to read, give us what? One page, then we know what we have to do. So everything has an opening. Without that opening, you cannot unlock the code. You want to enter a building today, they give you a card with a code. It's an opening. It's a key, like a key opening. Open the door to you, and then you enter wherever you want to enter and see what is there. So, opening of everything has, they are emphasizing on it tonight, is that which is the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the judgment day is going to be happy. And that's going to save us, that opening, if we will keep doing it from today on with that tajalli that is coming with it. Allah said, everything written is a like a storyteller, you say, except Holy Quran. Holy Quran is not a key. What's not a key? Is a speaking. Always the Holy Quran is, in Arabic is, I will give an example, I cannot give, it's a symbolic example, it doesn't, in order that someone can explain the word for it. We say human beings speak, animal that speak, hayawan un natiq, but hayawan, animal cannot speak. So we can speak, the other creature cannot speak. We say Arabic natiq. What's that mean? It's not speak. There must be some speak means takallam, talking. Huh? So whatever. Holy Quran is not like any other book. It's a talking letters. A talking means someone
When we say Al-Quran al-Natiki, that the Quran is talking, means there is someone talking, someone hearing. Is that? So when someone speak and someone hear, what's that? Is a dialogue. Is someone that has to listen and someone has to speak. Can you speak? Or you can hear. You cannot speak to Quran. Quran speaks to you. You hear the Quran. So who is on authority? Quran is on authority. You are not. And that's why Quran is always talking Quran. It's a talking book. You hear the message. So when the Quran is talking to us, and we are hearing and obeying, he is witnessing. When the Quran is talking and you are not obeying, he is witnessing. Those who never took the Quran and read, in the judgment day, I'm speaking Muslims, in judgment day, Quran is going to turn away from them. It's not going to speak with them. Those who Quran talked to them and heard by reading Quran, when you are reading, means the Quran is talking to you. And obeying, you will be in, Quran is going to witness, Ya Rabbi, that person, I talked, he obeyed. You will go, Allah send you to high paradise. The third level is you read and don't obey. But still the Quran witness, Ya Rabbi, that person read me, I talked to him, but he didn't obey. I take him under Shafa'ah. And he takes you with Shafa'ah. And we will explain next time, inshallah, the importance, what is the opening that secret that open everything to us in our lives and open for us our trusts and open for us what we can feel and see and hear that people cannot see and feel and hear. As Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that as long as my servant, I say, speaking on behalf of his Lord, as Allah revealed to him, as long as my servant approaches me through voluntary worshipness, I will love him. If I will love him, I will be his ears that he hears with. I will be his eyes that he can see with. I will be his tongue that he can speak with, until the end of the hadith. That opening, what can open that for us? They are, awliyaullah are throwing this mist, little bit of mist to us tonight. And inshallah next time we'll speak on that. But I like to say that mist is very important, of that meaning of authority. The authority that is a real authority is Al-Quran al-Natiki, the talking Quran. That is the authority, that one letter of Holy Quran read by a mu'min or a Muslim, Allah might, if Allah will, for that person, might give him to intercede for whom he like to bring to paradise. Quran, don't underestimate the authority of Quran. And don't let the Quran down on the shelves.
try to read and learn Arabic, to read it in Arabic, not in English. And if you cannot read, at least look and pass your finger. There is now transliteration. Still you can be able to read. May Allah forgive us, and may Allah bless us and give the barakah of this night. Bi hurmat al habib, bi hurmat al fatiha. Allah.